Omaha Broadway Bar develops new entertainment in the community. In just a few short months, Omaha Broadway Bar has taken center stage in the city's nightlife. Launched in September 2024 by Curtis Reynolds, an assistant professor of musical theater at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, the event strikes the right chord with audiences and has quickly become a crowd favorite, blending high-energy performances with the love for Broadway classics. Reynolds says that each show offers audiences a chance to experience the magic of musical theater in an intimate, cabaret-style setting.
We do all kinds of material, musical theater, pop, classics, sing-alongs, and then I also take requests from the audience. For Omaha Broadway Bar, I sing and play the piano, and then I have guest singers come up from all around the Omaha community. It's really only been 6 months, but it's definitely blossomed.
The origins of the Omaha Broadway Bar has its roots based in downtown Omaha.
So this whole idea actually started when I was sitting at a bar downtown called Mr. Toad's. And in the back room at Mr. Toad's, they have this baby grand piano. And I said, you know, this would be a great place to do a piano bar style event.
From a past of doing piano bar work on cruise ships and the East Coast, Curtis Reynolds saw a gap in the Omaha music scene.
I started it also just because I didn't see that style of entertainment in Omaha. There's a lot of great theater here. There's a lot of live music. This seemed almost like a missing element.
The Omaha Broadway Bar began with modest roots, but its performances have quickly gained momentum, drawing larger crowds and growing in scale and ambition. What started as an intimate showcase has evolved into a lively, fast-rising addition to Omaha's performing arts scene.
It started as once a month, and as of late, we've had about 4 shows in the last few weeks. So it's really picking up in a great way. In fact, we're starting to have like 2 show weeks, which is kind of wild.
The Omaha Broadway Bar's name and popularity has even made ripples outside the city.
It's even gotten to the point now where people like from Lincoln are sending me videos to like audition for a Broadway Bar, which again goes to a very surreal place.
The future of the Omaha Broadway Bar looks to be bright.
My dreamiest of dreams would be like a dedicated location, a flagship, if you will, to have a Broadway Bar. There's a lot of open retail spaces, so I'm always going, would that be a good spot? I mean, I'm a kind of a coffee shop person more than a bar person, but like a daytime coffee shop that turns into a bar at night that has a fun little area for a piano. I don't know. I just would love to see it keep growing. I would love for it to be an event that people could bring into their homes or private parties, their businesses. My last thing I would say is just a thank you to everyone who has helped me and who has supported this project. Thank you so much. We so appreciate your support.
Omaha Broadway Bar performances take place twice a month at the Max and the Tavern in downtown Omaha. More information at Omaha Broadway Bar on Instagram and Facebook. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.